Okay, we go five short days of Parshas Noach. Tav Marchuram Chet Marcheshvan Tavshin Be Gimel. Learned to be discussed for Shem Chayesur Tila Bas Ariel Tzipora. Besor Shachay Tzol. Also, my wife's grandfather's yard sale just last week. Shabbos Kodesh. Moshe Chaim, Rav Moshe Chaim, and Rav Avram Albert. The first idea comes to us from the Alexander Rebbe, Rav Henoch of Alexander, quoted by the Leif Simcha. Eila told us Noach each tzaddik. These are the children of Noach. Noach was a big tzaddik. Rashi comes and says, B'shem HaMedrash, Shalom Medcha, She'ikur told us, Shem Shel Tzaddikim, Ma'asim Toivim. The Iker children of a tzaddik are their good deeds. And says the Leif Simcha, the son of the Amramis, one of the previous Gera Rebbes, in the name of the Alexander Rebbe. What is the connection of the Toldo Same Shall Tadiki Masim Toivim? How does that connect? What does that connect to our children? Shashar Shall Banim Hu Samech Leshar Shall Gimelos Chasadim. He says the gate, whatever this means, but the gate of children is next to the gate of Gimelos Chasadim. Well, if Amin Kashar Shar Shall Banim Sogur, in Nim Sol Meshar Shall Gimelos Chasadim, Yecholni Kodes Beshar Shall Banim. If a person finds himself that they're having a hard time having children, or they're having a hard time raising their children, a person has to realize they have to go all out when it comes to chesed. Zuha Shaykhah Shemasim Toivim Labanim. Shadim Masim Toivim Efshar Li Vashay Babanim. Says at the end of the day, this is exactly what Rashi is coming to tell us. She Iker told Hashem Sadiqim Masim Toivim. It's not just saying that the Iker told Hashem has Pashab Shad. Iker for the children of a tzaddik is their Masim Toivim. No. In order to be able to get banim, in order to have success, to have success in raising children, it's got to be with Gemilas Chasadim. Gemilas Chasadim, he says, the Alexander Rebbe, the gate of children are right next to the gate of Chesed. The more Chesed, the more Siat Deshmaya with children and with Chinuch. And then the Sefer that I saw this beautiful idea quotes the Yagdil Torah. It says, continue on from the Gera Rebbe, the current Gera Rebbe. When did Noach have his children? Noach didn't have his children until he was 500 years old. What happened? Because he was also Gimel Chasadim. He was also in the Teva, getting ready for the animals, getting ready for other people. Ah, then the Rabbeinu Shem said, ah, very good. You're caring about others. That's what the Arizal says. When a person davens, take upon this on the mitzvah of Avdel HaChakamorecha. Why? Hashem wants to see. You want to have good things? The father wants to see. Do you care for the kids? You care for the kids, you care for my brothers and sisters. And that's what the Alexander Rebbe was saying over here. Iker tells Hashem Sarengim Masim Toivim. It's not just saying that biological children are, yes, are a Masim Toivim, but in order to have Siat Deshma in your physical and spiritual children, Hashem wants to see you going above and beyond yourself, caring about others, then you could bring down the Shefa and Bracha. And that's why Noach didn't have children until he was 500. So he was always sticking to the Teva, preparing it not only for the physical human beings, but also for the animals. Incredible idea of the Alexander Rebbe and the current Rebbe. We went on to idea number two. Idea number two comes from the Ashik HaKadosh. Noach ish tzadik tamim haye bedorosov. The Medrash says, bedorosov haye tzadik ha'ilu haye bedor shel Moshe bedor shel Shmuel lo haye tzadik. Usually when we think of the comparisons between Noach and someone else at Tanakh, we think of Avraham Avinu. But here, the Ashik quotes the Medrash that the Medrash says, if Noach would have been in the generation of Moshe or Shmuel, he wouldn't have been a tzadik. What's the connection of Moshe and Shmuel? Says the Ashik, HaKadosh, Ma Shatzit HaChazal Dor Shal Moshe V'Dor Shal Shmuel, Ki Shneim Torchu La'ashim Esa'am La'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe V'Nu Matzinu Chayi Go'am Nitziv Al Mimakar Ad Erev Lo Diyah Tzchukai Al Kim Esor. So Shmuel Kalsu Chayi Sov Al Kham Al Kham Es Yisra Me'ez El Shavdom Lo Tadricham. You want to know what the common denominator between Moshe and Shmuel? Each one of them was caring about the spirituality of the junior generation. Each and every single one of them were caring about other people, making sure to go above and beyond themselves. Not just talking about their ruchnius, not just talking about their physical selves, but their ruchnius. Moshe would be able to stand up all day, every single day, be able to make sure that everyone had judge. The Shmuel would be able to bring his oiris. At the end of the day, you don't have anyone else like this. Yes, it was Aaron Levine as well. But that's what he says. Noach would have been a tzaddik, but not. A tzaddik is able to go above and beyond thinking about other people. And this reminds me of the Kedushas Levi, like we say, I think we said this in the past few years, but you have to say it again. Why didn't Noach daven? Why didn't he daven for other people? Says the Kedushas Levi, look at Rashi, right? Noach mitane emunah haya. It says in the parsha that Noach had he was of small faith. What do I mean? He didn't have emunah in Hashem? He was building a teva for all these years? No. Says the Kedushas Levi, he didn't have emunah in who? He didn't have emunah of himself. Ratzal manoach haya katan be'ino, be'emunah shu, tzalek tomen shu, yochol, v'vatel, gzera, shelo haya choshev be'ino atzmo klum. He thought himself just like another guy in the generation. He didn't down for others. He didn't care about their spirituality. And because he didn't have self-confidence in himself, he didn't believe in himself, he didn't trust in himself. Look at Rabbi Nachman told Rabbi Nassim, Sichos Haran's Kuf Mem, Yimei Shilcha Amunah, Ein Lucha Amunah Ba'atzmecha. You might have Amunah, says Rabbi Nachman to Rabbi Nassim, but you don't have Amunah in yourself. You're also beloved in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Noach didn't have that love. Noach was a big tzaddik. He didn't view himself as a tzaddik. He didn't have that Rav Tzadok of Kuf Nun Dalet. Hashem should start lamim l'shabbos b'chach tzarch achach lamim ma'atzmo. Like the same faith you have to have in Hashem, you have to have in yourself. He didn't have that. And because he didn't have that, he didn't care for others like Moshe and Shmuel did. And that's why the Medrash says the Alshach, he wouldn't be a tzaddik in the living generation because he didn't care for their spirituality. He lived in his own generation. It was beautiful. Nothing against Noach, chas v'shalom. Because his lady says, oh, he didn't die. Why didn't he care? Why didn't he die for them? Because he didn't have a moon in himself. What an important lesson. More to have a moon in ourselves, to have proper self-confidence and self-worth. And then we could help and be there for others as well. Moving a beautiful idea from the Alshach and Kedush Levi. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Rebbe Rebunim. Remember Noach and all the animals that they had in the Teva. This is after all the things that happened. Rashi says, because of Rashi, we see here that Kadosh Baruch Hu's din, Kadosh Baruch Hu's judgment can be mehapich, could change to the midas harachamim, to the tefillas of tzaddikim. It says the Beis Yisrael, the Ger Rebbe, quoting the Rebbe Rabbonim, where do we ever see that Noach daven? We just said from the Kedush Levi Noach didn't daven. Where do we at least see daven before the Mamlo? Yisabek Kol Simcha says the Rebbe Rabbonim, Shayesh Tefila she'inam oti bepeh. There's actually a tefila that doesn't come out with words. Obviously, halachically, a person has a daven from their mouth. There's another type of tefila, and you know what that tefila is called? That tefila is called a lev nishbar. A lev nishbar, a broken heart with humility and submission. Lev nishbar v'nitke alokim lo sivseb ze be'atzmo hi tefila. Says the Rebbe Rabbonim. You know, Noach davened. He davened with a broken heart. He davened with humility when he saw what happened to the world. He saw that the world transformed under his eyes. He was submitted and surrendered to the Rebbeinu Shlom. Like Rabbi Goldberg says, let go, let God. Let go, let God. When a person is able to realize that they don't control their life, that's the biggest tefila to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is able to be ma'ir rachnim. So says the Rebbeinu, where did Noach daven? That's where Rashi says it. No. He davened by having a lev nishbar. It's not to say that a person shouldn't daven. No, a person has davened. But a lev nishbar, having a broken heart. Oh, like the Kutzker said, there's nothing as full, nothing as whole as a broken heart. And that's what I always thought. If Eitan Katz, when he has the beautiful nigin, mayayin, mayayin. So he said, mayayin yivo ezri. When a Jew comes to the word mayayin, when they feel like they're nothing, they completely surrender to Kadosh Baruch Hu and submit themselves with humility, then Yavo Ezri, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Yeshua, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the salvation and the Shefa and the Bracha. But a person first has to do their part. A person first has to jump in and to have that humility, that Lev Nishbar. And Lev Nishbar, even without saying something, that itself is a tefillah. What an incredible insight from the Rebbe Rabbanim, quoted by the Beis Yisrael and from the Baal Tanya. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four, we've definitely said in the past, but I have to say it again. It's one of my favorite Torahs. If you look, so Noach Perches Pasuk Yud Perches Pasuk Tes. Pasuk says, "V'lo matzah Yonah Manoach v'kafir ragel atoshvei la'al teiva." So Noach sends out the Yonah, first sends out the raven, then sends out the dove. And Kimaim al panei chorot, he didn't find anything else. V'yishlach yedo v'ikachev v'yaveh osod al teiva. He sent out his hand, and he brought the dove back into the teiva. The tziv says, "What's going on here? The Torah is getting very wordy, a lot of extra words over here. But yishlach yedo v'ikachev v'yaveh. There's a lot of verbs. What's going on over here? Why do you have to bring the dove back in?" Says the Netziv, he said the bird was very tired, and the bird didn't have anything to bring back. Says the Netziv, you would think it's a Hasidish Rebbe, it's the Netziv. The Netziv says when a person, or Noach was teaching us in a tremendous lesson in Chinuch, and a tremendous lesson in anything. When a person really puts their full effort, but there's no success, you have to show them tremendous compassion and tremendous love as if they were successful. At the end of the day, Noach was trying to show that Yonah, who didn't find anything, but Tisha the Teva, the Yishlach Yadu, the Dava didn't want to come in. The Yishlach Yavah, he kacha, the Yavah, so he brought it in. Because the Dava was chilling on the porch, he didn't want to come inside. Then the Noach had to bring it in and say, no, Kimaran, come. At the end of the day, it's not about results. It's about effort. It's about doing your best. And this is what the Chafetz Chaim talks about this in Chosei Teilechu, Shetu Amela Matoyer. When it comes to Torah, when it comes to Yiddishkeit, it's not about success. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see effort. He wants to see doing your best. And I just saw this from the Baal Olam Hamidus. Moshe Don Kesev Amshlita highly recommend the Olam Amidas. He says, how important is it for our parents and for teachers and for friends to show the tremendous love, especially when someone's not successful. That's not to say there's not consequences, but when someone's not successful, but you truly see them truly try their best, you have to go above and beyond and show that love and show that care as if they were successful. And that's what we see from the Netziv. The Netziv says, Noach said, no, Mr. Dove, I don't care that you weren't successful. You did your best. But brought him inside. So Shadwan Hashem is the same way, doing our best. Chodesh Baruch Hu just wants to see effort. He doesn't care about the results. He wants to see if we're doing our best. Like Rav Weinberger always likes to say, Chodesh Baruch Hu wants to see if we're emistic. Emes is very easy to be emistic in Elul, very emistic to be easy in Tishrei. Emes. When's the real emes to come? Mar Cheshvan. Emes. Elul, Tishrei, Mar Cheshvan. Mar Cheshvan, Chodesh Baruch Hu wants to see it. We're doing our best. We're putting in our best foot forward. Kreil Bonser from the Tziv. From Rav Moshe Nam Kesem, Olam Amidus. And from the Alexander Rebbe, the Rabbi Mercy, to quote it, idea number 5. All right, fifth and final idea comes to us from the Sasemis. Sasemis writes, Ayish min ayayin, the gor mitescho falaf, you know that Noah becomes very drunk. And what's pshat? You always think about, like, Noah was a big tzaddik, and after that, he didn't. So the Sasemis notes, you know what happened? The physical world changed. You talk in the farsh, acham abel, nishtanu adolus, vatevo, the nature, natural world changed. After shasem ma'at, even if Noah drank a little bit, maybe what did we drink maybe before the marble? Gorem l'nezek v'nishtaker. Says at the end of the day, Noach got drunk because he didn't realize that the playing field changed. Don't think that Noach himself changed, but the world changed. And I think this is a tremendous idea that my friend Yisrael Shmaya Alto, Shem, same shirt, told me. When it comes to the sukkah, we know Chazal called a dira sarai, a temporary dwelling. Except in the Beis Yaakov of Ishbitz. That a Jew has to live their life as a dira sarai. Some days are going to be easy when you get home for bedtime. Sometimes in the morning things are going to be hard. Sometimes are going to be easy for lunch. Sometimes are going to be harder. A person's got to be ready for every curveball and every sinker and every change of their bonshim is going to send up. A dira sarai. The more flexible a person can be, says the Beis Yaakov, the more successful they're going to be. The things change around us. We can only control not what happens to us, but we can control our reaction. Sasemes Rila says that don't think anybody in Noah, but nobody realized the outside things around them changed, and that's why he messed up. But not that Noah Chasrom did something wrong in himself, but the outside natural world changed, something that he was used to drinking before, something changed. And I think that's a tremendous lesson, being flexible. I think we said this last week, and realizing doing our best to not be so rigid and be so headstrong and stubborn. So let's review these 5 ideas. The first idea said by the Rebbe of Henoch of Alexander, Eila Tolosh Noach Yisadik Tamim Taros. Rashi says the Iker Tolosh Tamim, but Sadik are there Masim Toivim. What do the Banim have to do with Masim Toivim? Says the Alexander Rebbe very simply that a person in Shemayim, that the gate of Banim, the gate of children, of Siad Shemayim of children, are right next to the Masim Toivim. The Rebbe Hashem sees that you care for others, that you're able to bring down the Shefa. And that's what the Leiv Simcha quotes. The current Ger Rebbe quotes, and he says that Noach didn't children of 500 years. Once he started caring for others and caring for the Teva and caring for the where the animals are going to sleep and live, then the Rebbe would bless him with children. Chodesh Baruch was like that. Rizal says, before you take you daven, you have to take upon the mitzvah after the chacham leicha. The Rebbe sees that you care about his children, he's going to give you everything. The second is from the Alshach. Noach says Noach ach. Medrash says that if he wasn't in the generation of Moshe and Shmuel, he wouldn't have been such a tzaddik. Why Moshe and Shmuel? Says the Alshef, because they care for the spirituality. Moshe was on his hands and feet. Shmuel was trying to be Ma'ori the Chizik. And we know Avram Avinu, other Medrashim say that Avram Avinu also cared. But Dafka Moshe and Shmuel, because they taught Torah and they taught mitzvahs to Yiddish. And Noach, why didn't he do that? Says the Kiddush Levi, because he didn't believe in himself. He didn't have a munu ba'atzmo. That he viewed himself as not as good enough, and that's what Rabbi Nachman was screaming to Rabbi Nosson. You might have faith in Hashem, you don't have faith in yourself. And Rav Tzadok told us in Sikhas HaTzadok, the same way of Emunah Hashem, you have to have belief in Emunah in yourself. The third idea we say for the Rebbe Rabbonim, Yizkor Elokim Es Noach, Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers Noach. We didn't say this before. What does the pasuk say? By Yishar Ach Noach. So we know Rashi says that the Tefillah Mitzadikim are able to be Mahapich the Din to Rachman. But where says the Beis Yisrael from the Rebbe Rabbonim? Where does Noach daven? No, his Lev Nishbar, having the Lev Nishbar. And where do we see the Lev Nishbar? Look at the words, Vayishar Ach Noach. Ach is a Loshon Mir, Chazal say, from Loshon Shiflus. Noach was submitted and surrendered to Rebbonim Shem. The person has the Renova, Me'ayin. When a Jew has Me'ayin, then Yavo Ezri says the Alter Rebbe. When a Mekarim person has Me'ayin, they submit them to the bonushim, then Yavo Ezri and Chosh Baruch Hu come help. The fourth idea is from the Netziv. What's going on with this Teva that Noach has to bring his heart and bring his arm, bring the Yonah back inside, because the Yonah felt bad. He didn't have anything to prove. He didn't bring anything to rest. The Netziv wanted to show, no, it's not about results. It's about effort, doing your best. So the bonushim is the same way. The Chavetz Chaim and Parshav Chosai, Shatil Mele Matoira, comes to Yiddishkeit, doing our best with the bonushim. The bonushim wants to see if we're emistic. Elo and Tishrei, very easy. Tishrei is much easier. Mar Cheshvan Emes. Alexander Rebbe says El Tishrei Mar Cheshvan Tishrei. The Rosh Hashanah Emes. Honey, fifth and final. The other Semes tells us, what does it mean that Noach got drunk? Maybe not the Noach himself did anything wrong, but the playing field changed. But what, maybe he was able to drink before the Mabel. He didn't realize that after the Mabel, things the playing grit, the field, the world changed. And at the end of the day, it says that the Beis Yaakov, a person's got to be flexible. Dira Sarai, Sukkos, we have to realize, can't be stubborn and rigid. This is the way, or this is the highway. It's not Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit of Midos, got to be flexible. Obviously, the Shulchan Aruch, everything. So to have happiness comes with flexibility, the ability to have Menuchas HaNefesh, to be flexible, to not be headstrong and so strict. Which means, Zoch B'ezah Hashem, the more we have Gomel Chesodim, to see Siat Shemai with our children, Siat Shemai with ourselves. But when the Moreshim says that we go above and beyond for others, not just thinking about ourselves, when Chashbar says that you care about the Yiddishkeit of others, you make sure to have the humility, and the surrender, and the ability to surrender to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to care about others and children. It's not about the results, it's about the effort, and to realize, to be flexible, and anything and everything we do, we should everyone do Chodesh, sorry, stuff.